usually think that our problems are the things that we see. I can imagine if I was paralyzed, if I couldn't walk, I would think that's the biggest problem that I have, or one of them. If it happened to me, if it was taken from me, I would despair. And here is Jesus with the power to heal a man with the word. And he says to the paralytic, "I forgive you." This really goes to show how often we focus on the things that are not the most important. I can imagine that years and years after having become unable to walk, I would come to terms with it. I would learn to put my hope and my trust in other things. I would love my family and my friends and the experiences I have. I'd learn to be grateful for what I can find to do around me. But if I have not faith, if I don't know my sin, if I think that those things are any better, well, then I've still made the same mistake. Brought before Jesus, I still need to hear the real salvation. I still need to be healed with the real healing. I still need to be told, your sins are forgiven. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO, all part of your morning drive for the soul. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we got just a moment here. We can glance a little bit at Psalm number 9. Clearly a psalm about the Christ. Clearly a psalm about his being the fulfillment of God's promises. In fact, it's so clear is this that even the devil decides to use this psalm when he comes to tempt Jesus. He says, look, the Father has prophesied about you that the angels are going to guard you and they'll protect you from being harmed. So throw yourself off the top of this temple here. You'll be fine. And Jesus knows he's going to be fine. You know, remember when he said it various times, you know, my time is not yet. He knows nobody can kill him. Nobody can hurt him until the time in which he has been given over to become the abomination of desolation, to become the destruction of mankind in one man. And so, yeah, of course he could throw himself off that temple and, you know, be just fine. Land, I don't know, superpower land or like float down. Who knows? That isn't really the point. The point is, at least for the devil's temptation, the point is the devil is trying to get him to have to prove who he is. If you are the Son of God, do this and prove it to me. And Jesus is like, look, creature, thing that I made, I got no need to prove nothing to you. I am who I am, and I was sent not to do my own will or yours, but the will of the one who sent me and his will is that I seek and save the lost by giving my life as a ransom for many, for being abandoned by the angels, left alone, even without the Father, in darkness, dying on a cross. That day will come, and until then, Satan, you know, you go hide in a corner. More of our Lord Jesus and his powerful words, which really are all about his desire to forgive you, coming up in just a moment on Sharper Iron. It's Friday, people. That's the time to rock. I mean, if there ever is one, it's now.